doing a survival bivy bag challenge. I'm out here in the mountains. We've got severe rain warnings, severe wind warnings. I'm in a little sheep's hole. I don't know what I'm doing with my life, but this is how I got here. Sometimes I really question my life choices, but here we go. How did I end up here? Hopefully I don't fall over. I have a bad habit of falling over these things. I'm like waist high in grass right now. No, that's chest high. This is a path apparently. What am I doing? There's a little bit up here where it kind of dips down and then goes back up to get to the peak. I'm gonna head there, because in that dip, I should be able to find some sufficient enough shelter from this wind. Not from the rain, but from the wind at least. It started to rain quite a lot heavier, but I'm almost at the little dip where I think I can settle my shelter for tonight. Oh, I need to keep moving. I've just come across this little sheep's den, and I think this is a good option. If up there isn't feasible, this is a good option for shelter. There aren't any spots up here that are sheltered enough from the wind. I'm gonna head back to where the sheep's little hole was and see if I can set up shelter there tonight. So in terms of shelter from the wind, it's quite good. I'm not getting battered half as much as I am when I'm stood up out there. So I think this is the spot for tonight. Let's get set up.
There we go.
I've got my pad here and I've got my bivy bag. The last thing I'm gonna get out is my sleeping bag, just because I wanna keep it as dry as I can for as long as I can. So in an ideal scenario, instead of a down sleeping bag, you use a synthetic sleeping bag, because they hold up a lot better in wet conditions like these. I look like the Michelin man. Okay, so today I actually have two bivy bags with me. I've got one for my backpack, one for me. I trust the bivy bag more than I trust the flimsy waterproof covers that they all come with. So I like to just shove it in there. Yes, they are a bit more expensive, but there's just that peace of mind that I have warm, dry clothes and a dry sleeping bag in here. The game is to keep the sleeping bag as dry as you can. There's a difference between up here and down here. That's like night and day. Oh, that's lovely. The clouds are moving so fast. I'm in the clouds right now, and it's certainly a lot colder. It's currently 5 p.m. I've got until 8 a.m. tomorrow. Let's see if we can make it. So I'm doing this as a little experiment for myself to make sure that I am prepared to spend the night in bad weather conditions with just a bivy bag. If I'm ever in this situation where I end up having to use just a bivy bag, I'll be less worried, more calm, and more experienced in the situation if any of my gear doesn't pass the test, like my pants are definitely not waterproof, my legs are soaking wet, I have to change that. So I know for next time, I need better pants. My shoe, one of my shoes is boggy. I don't know, but it's like squelchy inside my shoe. All of this is stuff that I can remember for next time, improve for next time. So if I am in this situation in a real world environment, I know what to do and I have the right gear for it. Let's do it.
Because it is getting a bit cold and I am soaking to the bone. My coat has passed the test. My coat is definitely waterproof. Might need a bit of a reproofing just to kind of get the beading back to normal, but it is holding up on the inside. I am not wet. My pants, on the other hand, my pants underneath my waterproof pants are absolutely dry.